Phoenix FM Drive, and I'm very excited to say, joining me in the studio is Sean from Basildon Operatic Society. Hello, Sean.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. All
not
good?
Too bad, good. You're wearing a hoodie in this gorgeous weather.
I am. Well, I work at an art studio, so I'm normally caked in considerably more dust than I am now, but this is actually me dressing up for a change.
This is him with the glad rags on.
That's it.
You made it in all right. Bit manic out there.
Well, I was listening to your radio show on the way over, and you gave the traffic report a couple of minutes ago, and I thought, yep, I'm smack bang in the middle of that. But yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Can confirm it is
that
busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, confirmed.
Lovely to see you. So you popped in for, we were just saying off here, you've been on here before.
I have, yeah. For the life of me, I can't remember what show it was. It was probably with either Bazop, who I'm promoting this show with, or one of the other local theatre groups that I'm a part of. But yeah, I've definitely been here before to promote something or other before COVID, yeah.
Sometime. So it was going on.
Yeah, exactly. Always something going on, or two or three things at once usually, but yeah.
Yeah, juggling all of it at once. That's the way it goes. It's good to have you back.
Thank you very much.
So we're with Basildon Operatic Society this time. How long have you been with him?
About 5 or 6 years ago now, I joined for Guys and Dolls, and since then we've done Fiddler on the Roof, Pirates of Penzance, Sixpence. We finished with Evita the year before COVID.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, that went down spectacularly well at the Towngate in Basildon, and we're lucky to be there again because it's a fantastic space, so that's where we're going to be performing, me and my girl, this time around. But yeah, no, I've been there for a few years now, and I've gradually started doing the artwork for them and all the promotional material and all that sort of thing, so I'm well in there.
Excellent. So what is it you do in the group then, all the stage pop stuff and all that, or are you on the stage as well?
I'm on the stage, but Nowadays I do a lot of the promotional material, so all of the posters and the artwork that you see, everything that goes up online on Facebook and social media, the trailers. I've just finished the program design, but yeah, I do nowadays I do all of the artwork, so it's handy having different people as part of the group to do different things, you know, people, for argument's sake, coming on the radio when they can, and just being able to contribute to the group as much as possible.
A little bit of everything. They've got you doing all of it,
yeah, they? That's it, yeah.
Amazing. It sounds like you're doing great stuff. So Evita was the last performance, was it?
It was, yeah, 2019, so the year before we went into COVID. We normally perform around May as our main show, and then we kind of do a summer concert and a Christmas concert later in the year.
Yeah, so is this the first time back?
It is. This, yeah, we were looking for a show where we thought, what can we have as our big return show? And I don't think this show has been done for something like 15 years or 20 years or something like that by
wow.
amateur groups.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they said, you've got the rights for it, if you'd like them, I think our committee just snapped it up straight away and said, yep, that's going to be our comeback show. And I didn't realise how much of a classic it was.
So what show is it?
It's Me and My Girl.
Me and My Girl. Yeah.
It's kind of, it kind of follows a kind of half a Sixpence vibe, where it's kind of a rags to riches clashing with the upper class. But it's got some real jaunty knees up numbers that I never knew were actually part of this show. Things like Lambeth Walk and The Sun Has Got His Hat On, which I used to sing in school. And I didn't realise they were actually part of a show.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. A proper old school, like, old-fashioned type story.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just got a really nice... It's a funny show anyway. I think it was rewritten by Stephen Fry, so you know it had kind of been put together quite well. It's got that real kind of classic old-school feel of musical theatre. It's got the big group numbers, some fantastic scenes, and it's something that a lot of people, particularly of a younger generation, probably wouldn't have seen before because it just hasn't been put on in so long.
Yeah, it's not one I've heard of, I must admit.
No, but... Yeah, we were singing in Basildon Town Centre the other day, and it's amazing the amount of people that were walking past, mouthing along and singing along to everything we were doing. And I was thinking, I didn't realise it was so well known, but it's a real classic.
Amazing. It's flew under the radar. It's just seeped into everyone's conscience.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So what's it been like getting back to rehearsals and stuff after COVID and getting back to putting another show together?
I think initially it was actually quite emotional. I don't know whether people who don't do musical theatre or theatre kind of know what it feels like, but it's a real family vibe doing Amdram stuff, and when everyone came back, it was odd to be in a room with so many people to start off with, and I don't know whether people, you know, were having trouble picking up the words and lines and stuff like that, but at the beginning it just felt like it was an alien thing that we had to kind of relearn. But after a few weeks, everyone just instantly got back into the swing of it, and before you know it, 5 months has gone of rehearsals and it's show week next week.
Suddenly
and
it's time.
Literally, yeah. It creeps up on you, but it's what everyone waits for, and the buzz is unreal.
Amazing. So it's almost showtime now. When's it on?
It's on next week. We open next Wednesday, the 25th to the 28th. So we're on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a Saturday matinee and a Saturday evening performance. And yeah, like we just can't wait to... It's the same with every show. We can't wait to show people what we've put together because the feedback we get is incredible. I remember my parents coming and seeing my first big show that I was in. It was a Les Mis production. And they said, we saw it in London the week before, and compared to, apart from the fact that the stage wasn't as big and the set wasn't as big, they said we couldn't even differentiate between, you know, the quality of how good the performance is. And everyone just seemed to enjoy it. Like, everyone does it as a hobby.
Yeah.
So everyone just loves it.
Yeah. It's always amazed me whenever I see any of these sort of productions, how good everybody is. Everyone knows their lines. Everyone's so well rehearsed. It's always amazing to see it. Yeah. Sometimes it's better to see it in a smaller venue.
I think, it's certainly more intimate. And the fact that you go and see someone that you know, or if you're someone that only knows the group and you're returning, you feel like you know the people because you're seeing familiar faces from the year before the last show you saw.
Yeah.
And just in terms of comparing it to London, obviously you don't have to travel into London. For something like £80 to £200 a ticket in London, it's like £20-21 here in Basildon, and it's right on everyone's doorstep, so we can't encourage anyone more to just jump in and give it a go, even if it's not the kind of thing that you usually go and see or something you even heard of. It's well worth it, I think.
Experience something different. And what's £21 a ticket?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I think
for the maximum price, I think it is something like £22, and that'll put you smack bag in the middle. I'm not sure if there are different prices for different seats, but we've always tried to keep the ticket prices as reflective of what we think you'll be charging for something that's right on your doorstep and local. It's literally smack bang in the middle of town centre, but we're just trying to encourage as many people as we can, friends, family, you know, as many people as possible.
Come and support the local arts scene and enjoy it. So are you recruiting for new members as well, or is that something that we're looking at?
I think all of the societies are always, but usually particularly for young men, just because I think young men are hard to come by. But we usually hold new members auditions for the group sometime around September or October, I think. And then around Christmas is when we then audition for the show. So if you want to be in the show, you have to audition for the group. Not sure what the case is this year, just because we've had to take a couple of years out. We're getting back on our feet, and we're really just trying to get a couple of shows and a couple of concerts under our belt. But we're always looking for new people.
Fresh blood.
All the time.
So where can people find out more about the Basildon Operatic Society?
So you can find out more on our Facebook page, which is just BASOP or Basildon Operatic Society, and on our website. And if you want to buy tickets, it will be on the Towngate website, which is towngatetheatre.co.uk. So anyone that's in Basildon or local to Basildon, that's where you can grab the tickets.
Amazing. I'll put a link up on Phoenix FM so everyone can see the links and get access to tickets and stuff. So it's 25th to 28th of May. Mm-hmm. Me and my girl, can you remind us what's your role in it?
I am one of the many, many ensemble. We've got about 30, 35 people in this cast.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
You'll see me pop up all over the place. I am a Cockney guy called Bob. I'm the Pearly King.
Amazing.
That pops up during the final of Act 1 in The Knees Up of Lambeth Walk. I'm a tennis player. I'm one of the posh toffs at the beginning. I'm a guy that plays the piano in a pub. Aside from the five or six main roles, which you obviously know who they are, the rest of the cast are dipping and diving everywhere. There's numerous costume changes. We haven't actually yet practiced the costumes. We're picking them up tonight.
Wow.
So I don't literally know.
That's a lot of getting changed.
We're going to find out on Sunday when it's band call just how quick those costume changes are. But that's all. That's all fun and games. That's all part of it.
Be clothes flying everywhere backstage.
Exactly.
Does anyone see my socks?
Exactly. Well, I'm just worried about the pearly buttons falling off. But yeah.
It could be an accident there. Wait, also, what's your favourite one? Have you got a favourite role? The Pearly King sounds awesome.
But these are all like minor parts, and you just got to make whatever you can with them. The Pearly King's great. I always think it's more fun playing stupid characters because it doesn't matter what you do at the back of the stage, you can just get away with sitting there gorming around at everyone. But you've just got to chuck as much character into everything, whether you're a posh toff or a little Cockney geezer. Just make the most of it, which I think everyone does because you've spent 5 months rehearsing for it and you've got 1 week on stage, so everyone just goes absolutely mental. So
So when you're doing a tennis player, you're going more Andy Murray or Roger Federer?
Well, certainly not going...
not going Djokovic.
Not going, no.
They won't let him on the stage. No, not too bad, your Jack.
Yeah, no. Oh, no, trust me. The way we're dancing, I don't think it'll be any of those. I don't know who you could compare it to. More Fred Astaire in a white costume, but, you know, here's hoping, fingers crossed.
Amazing. Sean, it sounds brilliant. So a quick reminder, all the dates, where they can see it and where they can get tickets from.
Yeah, it's on next Wednesday till next Saturday, the 25th to the 28th of May. Two on the Saturday. We've got a matinee performance in the afternoon at the Basildon Towngate Theatre. And if you go on to towngatetheatre.co.uk, that's where you can find all the ticket information. And you can have a look at some of our promos and our sneak peeks and our trailers on our Facebook page, which is BASOP or Basildon Operatic Society.
Amazing. I'm going to go check it out now. Looks
certainly
awesome.
Do. Thank you very much.
Sean, thanks for coming in. I've not got... the sun has got his hat on in the system, unfortunately, which has really let me down a bit.
That's a banger. So you're opening the back too. Don't miss that one.
It is. However, I've got the Pearly King in the studio, so I figure we should play something from London.
Yeah, definitely. Go for it.
I've got the Kinks, Waterloo Sunset. Would that do it for you?
The what, sorry?
The Kinks, Waterloo Sunset.
Oh, yeah. Go on. Yeah, chuck that on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thanks, Sean. The Kinks and Waterloo Sunset on Phoenix FM Drive. Sean's still in the studio with me.
Hello.
From Basildon Operatic Society. You were just telling me off air, this is breaking news, is it? About the change of roles?
Yeah, it's become a little bit of one of the more meaningful parts of the casting of this show. So our leading man, Joe Drury, his dad, Joe Drury Sr., played the part of Bill, who's the lead role, about 20 years ago. And it's always been we call him Little Joe. He's 25, 26 now, so he's definitely not Little Joe anymore.
Little Joe.
He's always been Little Joe. And it's a role that he's wanted to play now ever since he saw the video of his dad doing it. And he was old enough to probably go and see it, most likely. But now his dad's kind of passed the mantle down to him. His dad is still in the show, and he's playing another role of the family solicitor, Pastchester. But it's been great kind of seeing both Joe's parents in the cast. Really proud of him and seeing what he's done with the role that's different to his dad's, but just being able to be, you know, pass down the mantle and fulfill a role that he's always wanted to do. So you can see it means a lot to him.
That's a really beautiful thing. So the same show several years later,
and
mum and dad are still in it.
That's it. Yeah, mum and dad are both still in it. Yeah, the role of Parchester is his dad, and Mrs. Brown, Anastasia Brown, is his mum, and she's also in the ensemble joining all the rest of us for the knees up and the dancing.
Amazing. That's lovely. And such a cool idea to do that as a family affair as well.
Yeah, it's nice. I think you see a lot more of it nowadays than you would in professional theatre. But I've been in loads of productions now where quite often the leading man and lady have been man and wife and that sort of thing. And you go to different drama groups around the area and it's quite incestuous. You see the same faces popping up and everyone kind of mixes and matches and all that sort of thing. But it's a really nice, certainly is a family vibe in this show.
Just got to hope they haven't all had a row before they go on stage.
Oh, yeah, no, you can tell. Yeah, no, I had a friend that went on and in pantomime and did that with little Nikki from Big Brother. And she was playing Jasmine and just refused point blank to marry him at the end of the show. What do you do? What do you do? Let's
surprise
happen in ours.
Alternative ending.
That's it. Yeah.
You see you later, Aladdin. Forget it, mate.
That's literally it. She said no.
Oh, that's the kind of magic you get in theatre, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
love to see that.
It's like it's live, you know, and anything could happen on the day. Someone could fall into the pit. Someone could drop something on someone's head. A band member could pass. You don't know, you know.
Who knows?
But that's all fun and games. Come to the theatre and find out.
Obviously, I hope none of those things do happen.
No, of course. No.
But if they do, please catch them on camera.
Definitely. Oh, we're going to... We would certainly try.
Sean, lovely stuff. Thanks for coming on. So, Basildon Operatic Society, 25th to the 28th of May. Towngate Theatre, Basildon. And the show is called...
Me and My Girl.
Fabulous. See you there.
Thank you very much.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Send us to our room, he'd be the voice of doom. He said that we would thank him later. All day he was solid as a rock, but by 8 o'clock we'd be crumbling. One night, my brother Joe and me climbed down the family tree that grew outside our bedroom window. We ran though we knew we couldn't last, running fast.
Level 42, keeping it running in the family on Phoenix FM Drive. A big thanks for Sean for coming down for the Brentwood Operatic Society. You can, of course, catch the chat online at phoenixfm.com, where you can listen again to the full interview and all the details about the new show. It's sounding great. Me and my girl from the 25th to the 28th of May at the Towngate Theatre in Basildon. Get yourself there. The next hour, we've got the Stylophone, loads more new music. In the meantime, this is People Versus.